Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on sufficing on little as far as our eating, our drinking, our clothing, etc. is concerned. Yesterday we did the hadith, famously known as the expedition of the Ambar. Ambar was that big, massive fish, or that whale, you can describe it, where the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala Ali Majma'in, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu, he explained, he was asked, that he was the narrator of this hadith, that he would say that Hazrat Ubaidah radiallahu anhu would give us one date to suffice for the day. That was our ration. That was the amount that we had. That was our ration for the day. So he said, what did you do? He was asked, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu, what did you do on one date? How can you live on one date? He said, we would take the date and we would suck it like how a baby would suck. We would suck on it, have a little bit of water. Sometimes you take a stick, break the leaves of the tree, put some, take that leaves, put it in the water, let it get a bit soft, and then we'd eat that leaves. But they sufficed of that and they moved in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah ta'ala had blessed them. They were moving on the shoreline. Allah ta'ala had blessed them with a massive fish. I just want to describe today a little bit some of the masail that yesterday we explained, that this massive fish, Allah ta'ala had made it such that it was so big, so huge, it was a gift almost for them, that there were 300 of them and they lived on this fish. And they explained that we actually became fat eating this fish, and it was so huge, as we explained, that a camel fully saddled, a rib of one rib of that fish was placed upright, almost like a arch, and one fully saddled camel could walk through. So big was just one rib of that fish, and 13 of them sat in one eye socket to see how many people can fit in there, to show us that how huge this fish was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them. As we explained yesterday, you put your trust in Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will give from His unseen sources. Sahaba didn't turn to anything haram. They didn't do anything haram. But yet, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala had given them from His unseen sources. So we also, if we put our trust in Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will also create for us. So they lived on this thing for 1 month. 300 of them lived on this one fish for 1 month, to such an extent that they became fat. Anyway, that masla that I wanted to discuss is that Hazrat Abu Baidah radiallahu anhu, when he first saw it, he said that this is carrion. This is meta. This is carrion, so we can't eat of it. And then others, and then he explained that no, we are the messenger, or the messengers of the messenger of Allah Ta'ala. In other words, the messengers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore, out of necessity now, we don't have any food, we can eat it. Ulama explained that it was permissible for them to eat. It was fish. It was not an animal, a land animal that needs to be slaughtered. So therefore, they could have eaten it. Number one. Number two is, just with regards to fish, for our understanding purposes, anything that is regarded as fish, a person may eat it freely, there's no harm. Third thing is, you get two types of fish. One is fish that is caught in the ocean. So there's no harm to eat that type of fish. Another type is a fish or fishes that get washed off. They're alive, but they get washed onto the shore. And they pass away on the shore, like how we see the sardines. They get washed out to shore, they pass away on the shore. There also there's no harm. Where it is disliked to eat, makruh to eat, is where a fish passes away in the water. It's now floating in the water. It's a dead fish. And now that fish gets washed onto shore. That is what is disliked. So here when they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to clear all the doubts, this was the style of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to clear all the doubts, they came and told him that this is what happened in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, do you still have some portion of it? So I can also eat. Now if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to eat, is there going to be any doubt left? No doubt left. But this was the style of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, ulama explained, was perhaps to get the barakat of that fish that Allah Ta'ala had provided from His unseen sources for the Sahaba that were travelling out in the path of Allah. And one more thing is, if that thing was not permissible, and Hazrat Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, as he mentioned, that out of necessity, then when something is done out of necessity, you can only use it to the extent of necessity. In other words, just to keep alive, not that you can eat so you can continuously become fat. So these, to show us that the Sahaba understood that this was not something that was haram, it was something that was permissible. So therefore they ate, and they ate from the treasure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them. Anyway, today's hadith is a short hadith. An Asma binti Yazid radiyallahu anha qalat kana kummu qamisi rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ila rusqi, rawahu Abu Dawud. Hazrat Asma binti Yazid radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that the sleeve of the upper garment of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached his wrist. We understand that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would wear two garments. That's why we also wear. We find a lower garment and we wear upper garment. But where was the sleeve of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming to? It was coming to the wrist. Now why is this explained in the hadith and coming under this section? In other words, Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam used out of necessity to the extent of necessity. There was no need for his sleeve to come right down. Sometimes you find the people generally of pride and arrogance, etc. That's how it's explained in the kitab, that they would like to wear long, long sleeves to show that they got flowing garments, so it mustn't be short. So like that, to the extent of necessity. Ulama explained, if it was too short, then the heat or the cold can affect the person. So here Rasulullah sallam is showing that that extent is necessary till the rest. So what is necessary, you do to the extent of necessity. So here again, it's teaching us something very important of moderation. This was the moderation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He could have wore very short sleeves, but then if we copied him and imitated him, we would have suffered. So Rasulullah sallam showed us that yes, this is something that is necessary to have sleeves, but wear it to the extent of necessity. Allah Ta'ala also give us the tawfiq that whatever is necessary, we use it to the extent of necessity. We don't go to any type of extravagance. So this is a very important lesson we learn in life. It's called moderation. Whatever we do, do it in moderation. If a person does things in moderation, you'll find that his health will stay well, his wealth also will be able to stay intact, his life also will be in moderation, his lifestyle with his family, with his friends, everything will remain intact. In Urdu, the word for extremism is called ghulu. Ghulu. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah used to say something very nice. He said, "Jisko ghulu karta hai, wo to ullu banta hai." That person who goes into extreme, that I'm not going to wear any jacket, I'm not going to wear any shirt, I'm going to be try and be very hard, or if it's very cold, now he only wants to use ice cold water. He says, "I'm going to make qurbani today, I'm going to make ice cold." So he said, what will happen is, after a while, this person will become ullu. Ullu means a stupid person. People realize that he's gone off. So therefore, don't do things in extreme. Do things in moderation. It will help a person to continue for much longer. It will help him on his journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it will help him to fulfill the rights of others. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.